Kiefer's on Pirate BBC Essex. This could be the last time.
Pirate BBC Essex.
Well, here we are at Pirate BBC Essex. Hi there, this is Kiefer's. Welcome to 3 solid hours of finger snapping, toe tapping, knee knocking, thigh slapping, knuckle cracking, finger popping, leg pulling, wrist twisting, tongue tangling, foot stomping, rock and roll music from just off the coast of Harwich. It's good to have you with me. It's good to be here. Haven't done a radio show for an awful, awful, awful long time. I hope you put up with me for the next 3 hours because I'm going to make some terrible, terrible mistakes. Great to be back in England. And I'd like to, if I could, dedicate this show to the late and great Tommy Vance. Had a chance of working with him on Radio Caroline South back in 1966, 1967. He was a great man, inspired us all, and we all miss him. And I know that if Tommy were alive today, he'd probably be here rocking on with us right now. This is my old theme song. This is West Acres and the Rebels from Edmonton, Alberta. Sang with them once one afternoon. I don't think they remember it. It was a great experience for me, but like I say, I'm sure they don't remember it. Anyway, great song. This is Sidewinder by West Acres and the Rebels, and this is BBC Pirate Radio Essex. I think that's how it goes. Almost all ready to get going here. All I gotta do is figure out what we're playing next. Ah, yes, I can see it here through the smoky haze. No, actually, the sun is shining right in our eyes right now, so we can hardly see a darn thing. These are the Trogs, you know that. Right, those are the Trogs, formerly known as the Troglodytes from Andover. Yeah, the Troglodytes. I guess that's prehistoric man or something. Wild Thing, that was a big hit from 1966. I think it was shortly after I joined the Radio Caroline South. I'd like to say hi to my wife if she's listening. She's lying in the hotel across the harbor. She's sicker than a dog today, and honey, I hope you feel better soon. I hope you're listening. She's probably asleep. What am I worried about? Anyway, what do we do now? Do we just go into the next song, or do we play a jingle? What do? We just make it up if
you
we go along?
Me.
Do
you
we? Oh, I get to tell you. Yeah. Well, all right. Shall I tell a story? Oh, let me say this. I hope there's somebody somewhere is actually recording this show because I'm dying to hear it when it's done because it's going to be kind of weird. Here's a song that, for some reason, I heard it way, way back. I can't remember when. I guess it was in 66 when I was here on Caroline South. And for some reason, I thought, wow, this is a great tune. This is a hit song. And I was under the opinion that this was a hit song in Britain, and apparently it was. And it was a B-side for Manfred Mann, and I think it was Mighty Quinn the Eskimo. It was written by Mike Hug, the drummer for Manfred Mann, and I'm supposed to be meeting up with Mike Hug in a couple of days because I just want to thank him for writing this song, because I recorded this song in Canada in 1973, and darn it all, if the song wasn't a hit, it went to number 6, I think, in Canada, and they released it in the States, and it went to about number 51 on the Billboard Hot 100. So this was a song that kind of started my singing career all over again, and this is the English version of it, and it's Simon Dupree and the Big Sound, who had a big hit with Kites, but they also recorded this. This was originally called Each and Every Day. I renamed it Daytime Nighttime. Okay, Hey, that's Simon Dupree and the Big Sound with their version of Daytime Nighttime. I think mine was a little different than that, but I think they did a better job than Manfred Mann. My humble opinion, if Mike Hugg is listening, I apologize, Mike. Just my own opinion, you know, and I think I am entitled to that. You're listening to BBC Pirate Radio Essex off the coast of Harwich. And my name is Kiefers, Keith Hampshire, to my children. And, no, actually, I'm daddy to my children, come to think of it. My daughter is, your problem, okay, let's put it this way. If you at all care whatever happened to me since I left Radio Caroline in 1967, I went back to Canada. I got a job in radio in Toronto, which is the largest English market in Canada at the time. I worked for a little station called CKFH, which was owned by a little short man who was the most famous hockey announcer in Canada. His name was Foster Hewitt, hence the FH in CKFH. And they used to advertise that they were the second greatest radio station in the world. And they had a jingle that went, "This is the second greatest radio station in the world. We must be, because all the other radio stations are number one." You see? And so anyway, we were known as number two radio. I went to work for him for a few years. And then things sort of changed, and then I started doing theater and television, and sorry, I keep popping the mic. I'm having a little trouble here. It's my S's, or it's my diction, or something. So anyway, I started freelancing and doing all sorts of different things. Then I went back to singing, because I've been a singer in a band for years and years and years. Went back to singing, had a recording career, had my own television show for a number of years on CBC television, coast to coast in Canada, had a fair amount of success. And then I sort of came to a turning point where I had to decide whether or not I wanted to go on the road with a band for the rest of my life, or maybe stay at home with my wife and kids on a farm and have fun. And gee, it didn't seem like much of a choice to make. So that's what I did. And I've been doing radio and television commercials, jingles, cartoon voices. I've been selling people things like, we asked women to give up their regular soap and take the Dove 7-day test. Dove can give you smoother, softer skin in 7 days. Things like that. And so anyway, I've been selling people things for as long as I can remember. And it's been good. And I didn't have to worry about going back on the road. But now all of a sudden people are saying, hey, you should really get a band together and go on the road and play that nostalgia circuit. Ooh, that sends shivers up my spine. Anyway, neither here nor there, there's a little story for you. That's sort of what I've been doing for the last 40 years. Oh, I got two kids. My son Christian has a very posh restaurant in Barrie, Ontario, and he just gave me a grandson named Rowan Jack. Fine young man. And my daughter Laura is in the radio business. She works in Toronto at a radio station that's all news. It's called 680 News. And she's a news girl. She's on for... she might be listening now, as a matter of fact. She's on from 7 till midnight, but I don't think she's on the weekends. So she might even be listening right now. Of course, with the five-hour times, they change, yada, 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 yada. Anyway, you've heard enough of that. Let's hear a jingle.
Remember the pirate stations. Pirate BBC Essex.
Yes, this is Pirate BBC Essex. Here's a Neil Diamond tune with the Monkees.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me.
I'm a believer.
Yes, Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees, and I Am a Believer. Like I said, written by Neil Diamond, also those many years ago. I had the pleasure of here's a story for you. I had the pleasure of interviewing Mike Nesmith. He came over to England to promote the Monkees and the television show and their records and this, that, and the other. And there was a hotel in London that he was stationed at, he set up shop. And everybody from all the different radio stations had to go to the hotel to interview Mike Nesmith. I'd never done an interview before, and I'd never worked this archaic little tape recorder that they gave me to interview Mike Nesmith. So anyway, I go into the room after, when it was my turn. Hi, I'm Keith Hampshire from Radio Caroline South. Nice to meet you. And we did the interview, and, I asked him all the necessary questions. What's your favorite color, and how come you wear a toque, and things like that. And afterwards, the interview was over. He said thank you very much, and I think somebody from Radio London or somebody else came in and interviewed him. And So I went down to the lobby of the hotel, and I thought, well, I better just check the tape, make sure the level's okay. So I pressed the buttons on the, and there was absolutely nothing. I had not recorded a thing. So I had to go back up and, excuse me, Mr. Nesmith, do you mind if we do that interview again? So through the whole interview, the second time, he was gracious enough to do it a second time, but through the whole interview, he's saying, you know, I've got a feeling I told you this before. But he was very, very good. Anyway, I got an email here from my friend Gerhard Fiolka over there in Germany with his lovely wife Marina. Thank you very much, Gerhard, for remembering me. And he says he's going to copy the show. He's going to tape it for me. So that's terrific. Or tape? What's tape? He's going to record it for me. That's right. And he's so Marina and Gerhard over there in Bremen in Germany, thank you very much for listening. I know you're listening on the internet. Great to have you with me. And I hope you enjoy the show. And with any luck at all, we'll get through this. Not bad.
Get a positive charge here on Pirate BBC Essex.
Second, showtime. Okay, there we go. Sorry, you caught me flat-footed there. We were adjusting that's not a microphone up in the corner. What is that? That's a webcam. That's right. So there are people that actually are listening to this on the World Wide Web, and they want to see what Jonathan here looks like. And there's Jonathan over there, and he's saving my bacon here because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. We just got another couple of emails, but I haven't had a chance to look at them, so I'm not going to read them cold on the air because I'm not very good at that. I do want to say hi to somebody else. Let's see, who else shall I say hi to? Chances are good. There's a fellow up in West Yorkshire listening, a fellow by the name of Roger Morley. Roger wrote to me a couple of weeks ago in Canada. He went to my website. In case you don't know, it's www.keithhampshire.com. Anyway, he wrote to me and he said he had copies of my last two shows on Radio Caroline South in their entirety. The two three-hour shows. So he had 6 hours worth of finger snap and toe tap, and you know the rest. Anyway, he was kind enough to send them to me, and I promised I would send him a 45 copy of my first record that was never ever supposed to be released in Britain, called Millions of Hearts, which was released, and I was sure I had two copies of it, so I was going to send him one, and darn it all if I couldn't find it. So Roger, I'm sorry I couldn't find it. I hope you got the other package I sent you in the mail, and here, I just, there you go, I did remember you. Oh, by the way, while I think about it, Bobby Fuller died a strange and mysterious death of asphyxiation in his car. It was originally from Texas, and all of a sudden, one day, they found him dead in his car. Very strange circumstances. I don't think that mystery has ever been solved. I just thought you'd like to know. Bobby Fuller of the Bobby Fuller Four. Time to slow things down again for those of you who are stuck in a traffic jam on your way home from work. This may be kind of chill you out, because I know we've been kind of up and pumping. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this is Stevie Wonder, of course, in A Place in the Sun.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream. I've got to run, I know there's a place.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder and A Place in the Sun, not one of my my all-time favorites in Stevie Wonder songs. We're going to play that one later, as a matter of fact. A little something for you to look forward to. And I'd like to say hi to my cousin Pauline Jenkins out there in Evercreech in Somerset. Pauline, I hope you're listening on the internet. I hope you are. And we're going to play a double play for you right now, aren't we? Are we going to play a jingle first?
Yeah, yeah.
We love these jingles.
Yeah,
these jingles are great. Hit it. Hit it, Jonathan.
Woo! 40 years on, Pirate BBC Essex.
Pirate BBC Essex.
Whoa, that sounded like Duncan Johnson. Was that Duncan Johnson? Probably was. I don't need to tell you who this is. This is a double play on BBC Pirate Radio Essex.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. There you go.
Keith Hampshire on Pirate BBC Essex. This could be the last time.
Pirate BBC Essex.
Hey! Hey!
Here on the Kiefer Show. Oh, that sounded like a disc jockey, didn't it? Yeah, Mold of Gold That Really Sold right here on BBC Pirate Radio Essex. That was two from Jeff Beck. First one was Hi Ho Silver Lining, of course, and the second one was when he was playing lead guitar after Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds. And over, under, sideways, down. We've had a lot of emails from people saying, don't worry, Keepers, I'm going to tape the show for you, going to record it. So thank you very much for that. Thank you. I'll be getting back to each and every one of you. I thank you very much for that. If you have any songs you'd like to hear, hey, get on the Internet if you have an Internet and drop us a note and let us know. We'll try and get them on. You never know. We might have some things. Somebody, let's see, it's Brian Young from Bristol sent me a little email, and he says, dear Keepers, would you please, any chance of playing one of your songs? Well, Russ, we're going to play my version of First Cut is the Deepest tonight at about, I think about 10 minutes to 9. So if you're still awake at that time, please stick around, Brian. We'll play you the Kiefer's version of First Cut is the Deepest, and I'll tell you a little story to go along with it. Might might make you chuckle. I know it makes me chuckle every time I send it. Send this one out to our friend Freddie Ryder in Barking in Essex. I love to say Barking because he's barking mad. Freddie Ryder, this is for you, big guy. This is, what's his name again? Jimmy something.
Jackie
Edwards. I was close. This is Come Back Girl on Pirate Radio Essex.
If you want my loving, baby, I would give it to you. Come on, oh, let me give it to you.
Yeah. Come on one more time. Come back, girl. Wow, I forgot what a great song that was. That's Jackie Edwards and Come Back Girl. You know, there's a song that didn't do squat on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and I don't know why. And, you know, there was a lot of songs that were big hits back here in England in the 60s, 66 and 67, especially when I was on Radio Caroline South. And those are the songs that sort of launched my recording career in North America. As I told you before, I did the Manfred Mann song, Daytime, Nighttime. I did The First Cut is the Deepest, the big hit by P.P. Arnold. It had never been a hit in North America. I also did Big Time Operator by Zoot Money's Big Roll Band. We're going to be playing that later on in the show. That was never a hit in North America. And I thought, wow, these are great songs, and the Americans have never heard them. Let's give it a try. So I had quite a bit of success, you know, because a great song lives forever. Speaking of a great song, here's a great song from Down Under. Australian group. They weren't Australian.
Them feel so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
A group from Australia, only none of them were Australian. They were from England, and they were from Holland, I believe. The Easy Beats. Yes, they recorded the song. I believe they recorded the song in Australia, so Norman St. John won't get quite so angry at me. And that just reminds me, speaking of Australia, I'd like to say a big hi to Ian McRae, who couldn't make it over for this 40th anniversary reunion. I wish you were here, Ian. I miss you, baby. That was great fun, wasn't it? This is Pirate BBC Essex. I almost said it right. Let me try it again. This is Pirate BBC Essex, and you're listening to Kiefer's. After 40 years on the air, I'm back at it again. You want to play that other thing?
Play this?
Yeah, play that one. Go
ahead. Hi, this is Steve Young, the curly-headed kid in the third row, dropping in on Pirate BBC Essex with a big thank you to everyone who made this recreation of the good old days of pirate radio possible. It was 40 years ago when we pirate DJs played the musical hits that you, the listeners, wanted to hear. Now we're doing it all over again, thanks to BBC Essex. And we hope you'll keep on listening to the greatest music of our time. Now back to more great music from the groove graveyard of pirate radio hits on Pirate BBC Essex.
Where is it?
We interrupt this program to bring you this important message from me. Hi, this is
you
Steve
again.
Young, the curly-headed
no,
kid
Steve.
In the third row.
Steve, you've been...
Radio
thanks, man.
Caroline South.
Guess what? He's not live, folks. Hit the music, please, Jonathan. Oh, there we go. Well, we got an email from Steve in Victoria, British Columbia. It says, hi, Keepers. I hope you're doing your show. Just wanted to wish you good luck. He says, I'm sorry I can't be there.
For one heart to be crying.
send that one out to the curly-headed kid in the throat. Third. I can say it. The curly-headed kid in the third row. There, I said it. Send that one out to Steve Young in Victoria, B.C. He couldn't make it over. You know why he couldn't make it over? Because he couldn't get his passport back from the Canadian government in time. He sent it in 9 weeks early, and he still didn't get it back in time to come over and join us here on Pirate BBC Essex. And he is crying 96 tears. He specially asked for that song by 96 by Question Mark and the Mysterians. I'll be all right. Did you know the Question Mark and the Mysterians were a bunch of Mexican immigrant workers who were living in Michigan at the time, and they got together in somebody's living room and recorded that song, and it went to number one in the United States of America, and it was a big hit over here in Great Britain, too. Did I tell you my name's Kiefer's? Yeah. And somebody wrote through and said, would you please play the theme song for your Kiefer's Uprising show? Yes, I used to do the morning show. I can't imagine how I did it because I could never get up. I'm not a morning person. Anyway, I have that, and I'll be playing it for you later. Not too much later, as a matter of fact, I don't think. Anyway, let's play something else. Here's a song that was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, I believe. Oh, no, it's not. This is Marvin Gaye, isn't it? I'll be all right, folks. Whatever I'm able to have.
In your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me?
Just finds. Oh, there we are. That's you know, we're making this up as we go along. You know, this is just like the old days. This is just like pirate radio. This is Pirate Radio Essex. Did I say that right? No, I didn't. Pirate BBC Essex. I'll get it right. And this is Kiefer's doing a radio show after 40-some-odd years in the British Isles, and it's great to be back. You know, I've never heard that version of that song before, Marvin Gaye. I have heard it by Paul Young. He does a terrific version of it. And so it's nice to actually hear the Marvin Gaye version because, you know, hey, I'm here to learn. Every day on this planet is a learning day. Who was I going to say hi to? Oh, I got to say hi to my friend DLT. Dave Lee Travis. I've spent the last week or so with DLT. He's been a very gracious host. Kathy, my wife, and I have been staying with him. We went up to the Lake District, spent a week up there with DLT and his lovely wife, Marianne. And DLT brought his mom back, Marion, and we had a couple of days with Marion. She's a character, I'll tell you. Anyway, if DLT is listening, I'm sorry you're not here, mate. Thank you very much for your kind hospitality. You're a great friend, and I hope to reciprocate one day if I can ever get you on an airplane and get you over to Canada.
Remember the pirate stations. Pirate BBC Essex.
There we go. That's Pirate BBC Essex. That's a jingle for you. What do we got now? Is this this is Tony Clark and Landslide. I've never heard it before.
Is rushing down on me like a landslide.
Well, that's a great record. It's a great record. Great band track. I got to give them that. That's Tony Clark and Landslide here on Pirate BBC Essex with Kiefer's here. And I honestly, I never played that song in Caroline South. I didn't anyway. Oh, look at that. There's a little prawn salad with a little cantaloupe and some melon and some lettuce. That looks very, very nice. Thank you very much.
Compliments of Dave Cash.
Compliments of Dave Cash. He's cooking tonight, isn't he?
Roast beef after that.
Roast beef! Oh, my Lord! Roast beef. That's one of my favorites. What are we doing here? Okay, you're looking for something. That's all right. You go ahead and look. I'll tell another story. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, I wandered into Caroline House because I came to England on a whim in 1966, and my aunt in Epsom, if you're listening, Auntie Marg, hi, hon, we'll be in to see you soon, probably Thursday. Anyway, my aunt in Epsom used to listen to the Pirates. I heard Mike Ahern and DLT, and I thought, wow, that is the most exciting radio I have ever heard in my life. I've got to be a part of that. So I started going downtown downtown. My wife gives me heck for saying that. I kept going into the city of London, and I went to Radio England, I went to Radio Caroline, and I went to Radio London asking for a job. Finally, I met Tom Lodge, and Tom Lodge recognized the radio station I'd worked at in Canada, and he said, hey, come on downstairs and do an audition. So I went downstairs with Freddie Ryder, who was I mentioned earlier. He was the engineer at Radio Caroline House, and I put together an audition, and they seemed to like it well enough that they let me go out to the ship. So I went out to the ship, and I was out there, and everybody welcomed me aboard. Everybody was very, very friendly, and I was really kind of excited. And I come from a fairly modern, let me put it that way, modern radio station in Canada. And I go out to the ship, and there is this archaic, very, very old, very, very intricate control panel that I had no idea how I was going to operate it. And so I spent 24 hours in the studio basically figuring out how to flick the switches and do this, that, and the other. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there getting more and more nervous because all the fellows that are on the air are saying things like, don't forget tomorrow afternoon at 12 o'clock, Keith Hampshire, brand new fellow. He's on the show. He's from Canada. He's going to be playing great hits, great tomorrow afternoon. Don't miss the Keith Hampshire show tomorrow afternoon right here on Radio Caroline South. And everyone was, you know, talking it up, and I was getting more and more nervous and getting more and more involved in this control panel that I couldn't figure out. And finally, the next day comes, and I think I'm ready to go. And I think DLT said, don't worry, I'll sit in the studio with you, make sure you flick the right switches and things. And so everybody came up to me and said, you know, congratulations, don't worry, everything's going to go great, you're going to be fine, this, that, and the other. And Tom Lodge came over to me, and he put his arm around my shoulder, and he said, Keith, he said, there's 8 million people out there, and they're going to love you. And I had, they said they'd never heard anybody talk so fast in all their life. I was so scared. I just turned the mic on, said my bit as fast as I could. This is Radio Caroline South, I'm Keith Hampshire, and this is the little bit, and shut the mic off. But we can slow it down now because we finally found it. Congratulations, mate. What a great song. I remember when this first came on board, Johnny Walker said, that is a hit. And everybody said, but it's so different. He said, no, that is a hit. That was Johnny Walker's Pick to Click, or whatever, Wax to Watch, that was it. And by golly, he was so right. Procol Harum, of course, and A Whiter Shade of Pale. Feels so good! And so it was that later, as the miller told his tale. Yes, Whiter Shade of Pale, Procol Harum here on Pirate BBC Essex. I got it right! I am so proud of myself. Yes, what was I going to tell you? Oh, that song went to number one, of course, here in Great Britain. You know, it only got to number five in North America. And you know what was number one in North America when this was number one in Britain? You're never going to. Okay, I'll tell you. My baby does the hanky-panky. You remember that? Tommy James and the Shondells. And I said, my God, why would I go back to America and listen to that when I can listen to Procol Harum? However, that's another story. That's neither here nor there. You're listening to Kiefer's, and I'm here from now until 9 o'clock tonight on Pirate BBC Essex. If you have any requests, any songs you'd like to hear, hey, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. We're on the net. We got all sorts of things happening, and we've got this happening, too. This is Jimmy Ruffin. It's so hard to face reality.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.